Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Talk in Tech podcast, where we talk about technology, gadgets, trends, and other innovative products from the lens of a not-so-serious consumer. This podcast will be hosted by me, Amit, and my friend and ex-colleague, Setu. Setu, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Setu. I love using and talking about the latest and greatest in personal technology. I work at a tech company and live in the San Francisco Bay Area with my wife and daughter.
Hello everyone, I'm Amit and I absolutely enjoy trying out new and innovative products. I think that has been something that I've carried along with myself for a very long time. I live in India, I work for a tech company, and I have a five-year-old kid who I always keep trying to not get intimidated by. So why are we doing this podcast in the first place? And why talk in tech? Are there not enough podcasts out there talking about tech already? Of course there are. Setu and I are both very much into consumer products and gadgets that improve aspects of our lives that we really care for. And we spend a lot of time speaking with each other, debating about pros and cons of products while making specific purchase decisions. Our conversations have helped us exchange nuances that might otherwise be ignored. Some technical, while others just behavioral in nature. With this podcast, we want to bring those conversations to a wider audience, knowing there are others like us who'd love to engage in similar, not-so-technical discussions.
So Amit, do we have any topics for today, our pilot episode?
Yeah, so it's not going to be super structured today for everyone who's listening in or not listening in for that matter. But I thought it would be interesting for us to just sort of, you know, dial down a little bit, look at 2020, which has been a strange year for everyone. And I, for one, have sort of, you know, spent a lot of money purchasing things here and there, some things just to sort of satisfy my need of spending time in these pandemic-affected times, but some just for the heck of it, just for the heck of getting some short-term satisfaction. So I thought maybe we can spend some time discussing what we have purchased, what is that one thing that we have purchased in 2020 that we really liked, enjoyed, maybe something that you aimed for, Setu, and maybe something that you didn't aim for and it was more of an impulsive purchase. So is there anything like that in your list of purchases from 2020?
Oh, yes, there are many things. I did a lot of shopping in 2020. So I want to talk about probably three or four things that I purchased. And here is how I structure them as like what has been the best value purchase of mine in 2020, what has been the most fun purchase, and potentially what has been the most useful purchase. And just for fun, maybe just throw in what was the most impulsive purchase that we did in 2020. So I have a few products that I want to talk about, Amit. Do you have such products that you would want to list down?
Yeah, definitely. I have made so many impulsive purchases in 2020 that I actually do not have a great list, unlike you, Setu. But I have a couple of big ticket items that I may want to speak about. One of them related to my love for gaming. And again, a casual love for gaming. I'm not like a hardcore gamer, but I was a pretty hardcore gamer when, you know, I did not have a kid and there was nobody to be running around and always sort of, you know, making sure that his or her preferences are taken care of more than mine are. But I wanted to get back to some of those gamer feelings. So yeah, there are some purchases around that that I can speak about. Maybe why don't you go first and we can talk about what your purchases are, and then I can talk about mine.
Okay. So I have been looking to replace my Bose QC2, I believe. So I got these cans back in 2008 when I visited the US for the first time on a business trip. So that's when I got the Bose QC2. The series was still in single digits at that time. Now I believe they moved on to QC15, 20, 30s, and now I think it's in three digits.
700. Yeah.
So I've been thinking about replacing those, multiple reasons for that. First of all, they were wired and I wanted to venture into the wireless arena of these noise canceling headphones. I mean, they were still working great. That's the great thing about Bose, that the headphones still sounded great and they are built so well that over a period of 10, 12 years that I used them, there were probably very few minor scratches on them. And that's when you obviously take care of them and you have a proper case for them, which we'll come to later. But I was hearing rumors about Apple releasing their headphones and I was super excited for them. And so I was fairly certain that they're going to do it around in one of their events last year. So they had, I think, two or three events back to back. And I was like really disappointed when they did not launch their headphones. So the next option that I had on my list was the Sony XM4s, WH-1000 XM4s, which are a successor of their flagship XM3s that they released, I think, 2 years back. So that was the second option that I had in mind, and I got a great deal during Amazon's Prime Day in October here. And I just went ahead and bought them. The good thing, so as I said, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the good thing is that we can buy and return products here. So I always thought that if Apple ended up releasing their own headphones and if I liked them, then I would probably just return the Sony ones. So anyways, I went ahead and bought the Sony ones, and as we all know, they sound great. They have a really good bass response, which I love myself. And they certainly felt a really big upgrade from my Bose because, first of all, they were wireless. They had all these touch controls. They supported the smart assistants like Alexa and Google. And in general, I think the overall feeling was a much premium headphone. So I bought those in October, the Prime Day, and I had until January 31st. I still have them, and I still have them in the return window, so I can still return them until January 31st. And then in November, I believe, sometime in November, Apple announced that they're releasing the AirPods Max, and I just went ahead and bought them. I saw that the price was really crazy, and I mean, I would also classify it as my most impulsive buyer, because the reason was that I woke up in the morning and I saw that they had released them, and a lot of my friends knew that I was waiting for them, so everyone messaged me that
I'm sure.
they're now available. And while I was browsing, I was trying to see which color I want to buy. I saw the date slipping, so I just went ahead and
I know that
bought it straight
feeling.
away.
Yeah. I know that feeling when you really wake up in the morning and you kind of see the purchase that you really, really want, and there is absolutely no way that you are waiting. Maybe once it comes into your hands, maybe then you realize maybe you could have waited a little longer. But at that point in time, I can totally understand your feeling. Before you go forward, Setu, why don't we touch upon this, right? So you are sitting out there in San Francisco. I'm sitting out here in India, in Noida, in fact. So one of the things that I'm very fascinated by the way, AirPods Max are almost 60,000 rupees in India. You can actually purchase a motorbike in that very price in India. So one of the things that obviously I have spent my fair share of time in the US as well, and one of the things that I love about that place is the ease with which you can purchase and return products, something that you really can't do in India. So do you want to spend like a couple of minutes just explaining? I mean, there's a huge difference, right? Anybody who's listening in India won't really understand how is this guy's either this guy is a millionaire that he's purchasing stuff which is so expensive, or there is something in the US that is remarkably different from how you do purchases in India. You want to spend a couple of minutes on that?
Certainly, yeah, and that's something that I certainly enjoy about living here as well. I lived here for about 2 years earlier, and then we moved back for about a year and a half. And at that time, this was one of the things that I missed over there, that I couldn't return stuff as easily as I could in the US. But anyways, the way it works is typically is that retailers, whenever you buy something from someone, essentially have on average 30 days to try it out, use it, and see if it works well for you. And if it doesn't, then you can go ahead and return it to the retailer. And usually they ask you a few questions like, was there anything wrong with it, or why are we returning it? But those questions are all optional. Like, you can just say that I don't like it, and then they would just take it back. So that's something that's really good. And obviously, it depends on the category of the product. So, I mean, if they are personal care products or personal hygiene products, those are usually non-returnable because it doesn't make sense for the retailer to just take them back. But as far as apparels or furniture or any other things like electronics is concerned, most retailers would just take them back without asking you any questions or bothering you. Some of the retailers have recently started, reducing the time or imposing a recycling fee. But again, all of those are still, minute technical details that you just have to read in the fine print. But at the end of the day, you're still a winner that you can go and buy something which is fairly expensive, risk-free, and try it out. And if it really doesn't work for you, you can just go and run it back.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic thing about US and maybe a few other markets in the international world. Definitely doesn't exist in India yet for specifically for products that are this expensive. I mean, of course, you can buy something and if it doesn't work out for you, you can return it. The return windows are lesser. And in fact, the purchasing powers, I think, over here are all obviously far lesser. And when you start thinking about utility of the product versus the value that it offers, it is not as easy to spend $60,000 on a headphone like AirPods Max. But then I just want to get that topic off my chest because that's a huge pain point that I suffer being equally interested in doing things like this and purchasing equipment off the shelf and using it and not liking it and not having the ability to return it as easily as you might. But then that's okay. How about spending some time on your experience on XM4 and AirPods Max?
Okay, sure. So as I said, XM4s are great, and I listen to a lot of Bollywood music. I also listen to Hindustani classical. I listen to a little bit of electronic music. I'm not a big rock fan. Mostly new age Bollywood music and Sufi music and things of that nature. So all of those sound incredible on the XM4s. And when I got the, since I bought it in an impulse, so I got the AirPods Max on the day they were launched, which is 15th of December. So I got them and I started listening to them. At the beginning, I thought that, I really couldn't notice much of a difference in like regular tracks. And I use mostly Spotify. I have a Spotify account, which offers a good collection of everything that I listen to. And at first listen, like for the first day or so, I couldn't really notice much of a difference. And as I said that I'm a fan of, good amount of bass. So in that, Sony's were still kind of having an edge for me. But when I actually started listening into some tracks which had detailed music or a lot of instruments, imagine soundtracks by A.R. Rahman or, Hindustani classical or Coke Studio and things of that nature, that's where the AirPods Max would outshine the XM4s or possibly the Bose 700 is what I'm meaning. I don't have the Bose 700 to compare them to. You could only compare them to my Bose QC2 and the AirPods Max are better than that. But they also are a little better than Sony's XM4 for intense listening. And again, the difference is not that big, honestly. I'm a little bit particular about my new details in music. I have always been a big fan of good sounding speakers. Yep. So for me, that mattered a little bit. And again, I was able to. The good thing is that both of these headphones can pair to your iPhone or Android at the same time, I guess. So at the moment you take them off and put on the other one, the music will resume. So it was very easy to compare them. Like I would play a track, wear one, and then take it off, wear the other one, listen to it and then take it off and so on and so forth. So I found it a little bit better. I mean, if you would ask me, unless you are very particular about the minute details of all the instruments or the sound stage for that matter, I wouldn't recommend anyone to go for AirPods Max over the XM4s or any other, honestly, just because of their price. I mean, if they're priced a little bit lesser, I would still have recommended people to go for them.
Just for full disclosure purpose, for anyone listening into this, I think both Setu and I are big fans of the Apple ecosystem. For the last 7 or 8 odd years, we've been like consistently purchasing Apple products. So for Setu to come and say that he doesn't want you to buy something that Apple has created, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, and all of this is beyond the stupid case or whatever you want to call it, and not bundling the cable. I mean, that is also preposterous in my opinion. Like a headphone costing close to $600 should have included that cable. And then anyways, so that's AirPods Max. Did you want to talk about more? Did you want to hear more about AirPods Max?
Yeah, I think maybe we spend like a couple of minutes on just, so I use the AirPods Pro. I had the earlier AirPods with me. What is, of course, there will be a remarkable difference, I think, from listening perspective. The use case for AirPods Pro is completely different from AirPods Max. But just, do you want to like, is it even comparable? Should we even compare something like an AirPods Max from a normal user's perspective? Or is it something which is not even a comparison?
Well, the only thing that you can compare those two is the convenience and nothing else. I mean, the sound quality is just leaps and bounds ahead compared to AirPods Pro or any other in-ear earphones. But the convenience that the AirPods Max offer and the AirPods Pro offer are pretty much the same. Like you just pop them in your ears and they will connect to the last device that they were connected to. And then if you pick up your phone and pick up a call on your phone or start watching a video on your phone, it would automatically switch to your phone. So all of that convenience has been inherited into the Maxes.
That's a good point, actually. Have they improved on the switching part? Because AirPods Pro, I have experienced random switching. I don't know if there is an actual algorithm that I need to take care of. And also, you know, when you really want your device to connect to an AirPods Pro, I mean, it's probably just by luck, but it never connects. It always takes those 3 seconds when the person at the other end is just saying hello, and you are just trying to look at your screen and connect the AirPods Pro to your device. Have you experienced that?
I have experienced that, but I have a lot more patience than most people in that area. So I don't get frustrated as most people would when it doesn't connect. But I understand what you're referring to, and I understand that pain. For me, for some reason, as soon as I upgraded to Big Sur and iOS 14 point, whatever the latest that they have, that I had to upgrade to get the support for AirPods Max, I felt that switching part improved drastically for me. So most of the switching happens at my work desk where I have my Mac Mini and my iPhone. And those are the only two Apple devices that I have here. Sometimes I have my iPad here, but I rarely use my iPad at my work desk. What is the issue that you usually face?
Well, for me, I think we have like a few devices out here, right? So I have a MacBook and I use my iPhone, and then I have an iPad, which my kid hogs onto almost for most of the time. And then there may be a few times when I am actually using the iPad and say maybe watching a video or something, and then my AirPods are sort of hooked into the iPad, and then this guy takes it away. And then I start, say, using a phone. It doesn't switch over to the phone. It keeps connected to the iPad while that guy is like, my kid is at a fair distance from me. And the only way I can understand is that first I start hearing that whatever game he's playing, which is he's hooked onto Among Us these days. I don't know if you've played that. I start hearing that sound, and then I start hearing him crying that dad, why am I not hearing any sound? Are your AirPods hooked onto your ears? So yeah, I have felt that quite a few times actually.
Okay, so I think I know the reason why. I think the algorithm doesn't work based on the proximity with the device, as far as I know. I think it works based on the proximity as well as whether that device is still producing any sound. So if your kid takes away your iPad and starts a game immediately, right? The AirPods would assume that they still need to be paired with the iPad, right? It probably would assume that.
Yeah.
So the way for me, seamless switching only happens when I am the only one using all those devices.
Devices,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And then I am maybe watching a video on my computer and my phone rings. And as soon as I hit answer on my phone, the AirPods would automatically switch to the phone and potentially
without you having paused your video. You don't even pause your video.
Exactly. You don't even have to pause your video. And even if you are listening to songs on Spotify, so I don't know if you have used Spotify for Mac or not, but if you're listening to music on your phone, you can control it from your computer and vice versa. So I do that a lot. I start Spotify on my computer and listen to music from there. And then when my phone rings and when I pick up the phone, it just automatically switches to the phone. Mm.
Interesting.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying because it still isn't perfect. There are instances where it just won't switch. Even after I go and ask it to switch explicitly, it just won't switch. So that's something that they still have to solve for.
Yeah, I know. And I totally remember. I think I tweeted this like back in 2019 when I got my AirPods, that this was one of my frustrations with Apple, that while I'm using so many devices, I cannot switch between one device to another. Now, they took care of that frustration, but they introduced more frustrations. So I can totally understand that this is more like an MVP or a work in progress for them as well. But it still works. It's not terrible. It's just that it's like that Wi-Fi thing on airplanes, right? When you didn't have it, you didn't bother about it. Now that you have it, and if it doesn't work on the flight, then you get to complain about it. It's probably something like that.
Apple is really good at creating problems and solving them, and then just
and making money of them. I totally agree with that.
All right.
I think that was a good discussion, Setu. I think I learned a little bit more about AirPods Max. I'm not trying or purchasing them anytime soon, but at least it's there on my list. If and when we meet after this crazy phase of lockdowns and pandemic, then maybe I can try it if you still hang on to that device for long enough.
Yeah, I'm planning to keep them and return the Sonys. So as I said, I really found them slightly more better sounding than the Sonys, and the biggest improvement that I found, and as I say this, I again mean that it's very, very minute. But the biggest difference for me is there's something called as a sound stage, and the sound stage is basically the feeling of the room that a headphone gives your brain. So when you put on a headphone on your head, it creates a virtual room for your brain to kind of audioize, for the lack of a better word, and that is much more wider in AirPods Max compared to the Sony. So in Sony's, when you listen to the same music, when you listen to the same song in Sony's, you would feel that the overall, compare it to listening to music in a small chamber as opposed to listening to music in maybe a bigger room, right? So the AirPods Max would sound as if you are sitting in a bigger room and the speakers are probably more widespread compared to the Sony's. And that matters when you have a lot of instruments in a track, like, as I said, A.R. Rahman or maybe Coke Studio or all these recording sessions that people are doing every day these days, the mashups and various other things. So that matters there. But again, the difference is so minute that majority of the people would not notice it. Or even if they notice it, it probably won't be, a big trade-off for them compared to the price, because it's like more than double the price. I mean, I was doing the math, and essentially you can buy the XM4s and the AirPods Pro and still save money than buying the AirPods Max.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is, I kind of, read this story somewhere in one of the books that it is most likely a comparison between what you purchase and what additionally can you get to support that device, rather than, purchasing a device which offers quality which is above and beyond anything, but you never get to notice that quality because you're not that much of a, not not much of a connoisseur of that particular information. So it's like you can purchase an XM4 and then you can get your membership on Spotify or any of the music platforms, and all of that bundled up will still be cheaper than purchasing a AirPods Max.
Exactly. And you would also get a nice case, a much better,
And
useful, nicer looking case with XM4.
yeah, so interesting. I think the soundstage part that you spoke of, now that we are coming to almost the closure of this episode, I think maybe that is a topic that I don't understand well enough, and maybe that's something that we can explore in one of the subsequent episodes about what does soundstage really mean for anybody who wants to get in depth of listening to music and the intricacies of listening to music and so on and so forth.
Certainly, we can touch on that, and I can go into more detail about the audio quality and why I felt that even though they're not as bass heavy as the XM4s, even though I would still want to keep them for myself, and why I made that decision. We can certainly go into detail. Anyways, I think we are at the end of this episode, and unfortunately, we couldn't touch up on the other products that we were planning to. So let's park them for one of our next episodes then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Talk and Tech podcast hosted by Amit Tripathi and me, Setu Garg. We would love to hear your comments and suggestions. Amit's Twitter handle is at unusualrant and mine is at Setu Garg. Music for the podcast is produced by Nomadic Lust. Cover art design is by Malvika Tiwari. You can find the link to the artists' pages and our Twitter handles in the episode's show notes. Until next time, take care and goodbye.